This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 19th. Cattle markets had an interesting day yesterday, under pressure through to start the day, looking like they were just going to continue on down and then and putting in new lows for the move in feeders and lives. But the markets bounced back late in the day. Once again, the markets caught a bid. The feeders, November is giving us an outside day higher. And the live cattle, we had markets bouncing off of those breakout support levels and then not quite closing higher, not quite getting that reversal in some of these deferred markets, but nevertheless, certainly bouncing off of that support level again. So the live cattle and feeder cattle have different chart formations. The live cattle still holding supports very well and managing to find buyers right at those supports when they get tested. The feeders actually broke below that support. Now we're pretty close to retesting that old resistance, which became support and is now resistance again. We'll see what we can do with that. With an outside day higher, one would think you'd have a little bit more momentum. If you can get back above that, then I think we've got a good shot of testing the highs that were put in here just a few weeks ago into that normal seasonal window of early November. I think with the corn harvest getting geared back up this weekend, the weather drying out, feedlots are drying out, you're going to be able to get cattle moving out of the pens. I think it's going to stoke some demand for calves in the auction pens around the country. So this is, finally the weather is kind of being a little more accommodative here for your normal pattern of calf movement off the northern plains into the feedlots. Demand has been good. That we know. Export demand has been just okay. Export sales yesterday were 13,000 tons, which is getting a little shaky, to be honest. You know, the last 4 weeks now, export sales have clearly been weaker than what we saw the previous few months. That said, domestic demand really has stepped up here and has continued to be very strong. We see that in the box beef trade. We see it in record numbers of cattle being slaughtered, record numbers on feed, record being slaughtered, record beef production, and yet the market still works its way higher. So domestic demand is doing a great job of absorbing this extra beef supply. Now, box beef values yesterday, the choice was up 226 at 207, select up 116 at 192, the spreads at 1447, movement 133 loads. So again, you know, pretty impressive activity in the beef trade and at higher prices. So you can't knock that. And I think that's why the live cattle market is clearly holding its own. The packers are doing fine. They are getting a little more active as far as forward contracting goes deeper into the winter. We're seeing a lot of demand step up for the ribs, which is kind of an indicator of what kind of holiday season you'll have. So, you know, all things look pretty good. The stock market is the one thing that I've consistently talked about that would really pull the rug out from under this beef market, that if you start to really fall apart in the equity markets and the economy looks shaky, beef will be one of the first markets to get hit from that. So, you know, and so far, it's kind of been hovering there. Obviously, we've seen some big breaks in the Dow. There's been a lot of chatter about inflation kind of getting away from us, interest rates rising. That clearly adds to the cost of producing beef. It's the trade war isn't helping. So there's clearly issues on the perimeter that could become front and center pretty fast. But for now, we're just looking at what is developing right now. And it's a market that's holding together well on this break, at least in lives. Feeders, I think with the weather improving and giving us a chance to get some more activity going in the feedlots, that's going to step up demand for calves. And also the weather drying out in the southern and central plains would have the winter wheat growing and firm up the field so you can put some animals on it. Now, cash markets really getting rolling over the last couple days. Very big numbers traded, surprisingly, before a cattle on feed report that's out on Friday, out this afternoon. Cash trade around 109 to 110, that's about steady to down 1 from last week. Dress trade around 174, which is fully steady with last week. Now, the cattle on feed report, expecting on-feed numbers as of October 1 to be 6% higher than a year ago. If that verifies, That would be the sixth month in a row of record numbers on feed. Placements to be about steady with a year ago, and marketing's about 3% less than last year during September. So, of course, that report will be released shortly after the market closes this afternoon, and probably will give us at least a short-term direction indicator on Monday. But as we sit here, cash trade is holding together well. The box beef is pushing higher, and it looks like from a fundamental or from a technical perspective that the charts look good for live cattle feeders. I think the next resistance is right above us, like within a dollar above us. If we can get beyond that, then we're taking a look at the highs that were put in here just a couple weeks ago. I think we got a good shot at that in the feeder cattle complex. And that'll take us into early November, likely. And that's probably about all you're going to get. You'll have placed your calves on winter wheat grass by then. The run, cattle run out of the northern plains will be done by then. We'll know what's going to be backgrounded, what's going to be placed. So we'll be a little more settled as far as where the calves are. And then from there, have a pretty good idea of when they're going to be coming into the feedlots as well. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.